Gemara says on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph, Pshita Merubim V'Nismatu Kfar Zachu Ben Yarshin. That if you had Nechasa Merubim and then they're Nismite, so we say Kfar Zachu Ben Yarshin. What does it mean Kfar Zachu Ben Yarshin? The Rashbam explains that Shas Mises Avian, they're already Zeichnet, the Karina Bu Nechasa Merubim, because at that point it was Nechasa Merubim, and therefore V'Yikhu Habanis Chalkan Amagim Kvishuma Shas Mises Avian. The Banis only get Kfi the Shuma that they deserve Shas Misa, V'Abanim Yershu Chalkam Shem Agim V'Sasha. The banim also get their chelik kafi what they deserve. That shas misa v'chol ma shechasim nechasim chasil labanim zel labanim kol achad can be chalka raglay. And now that they were huzlu, the chesaron goes equally to both the banis and the banim, and they don't get differently than they got the shas misa. We say kfar zachu ben yarshim. And the question is, why do we say kfar zachu ben yarshim? Why do we say that we don't look at what the nechasim are worth now? L'chayr the pasha says that this is a chayv that the banim have towards the banis, and the chayv should be kafi the shabbos and the nechasim now. Whenever you have a bal chayv, we don't say that the chayv changes kafi the if the nechasim go up or down. It's a chayv that they have. If you have a chayv, then the chayv should be equal whether the nechasim are merubim and the smite. Why do we say that there's not a regular chayv to the banis like any bal chayv? And Rav David Pervasky over in the Shurim says you said from here that you see a chiddush and how to understand this din of by Nechasim Merubim, there's a chiv on the banim to be zan the banis. What does it mean? What is the get of this chiv that they have to the banis? He says it's not the pshat that it's a begetter chayv, but the father had a chiv to be zan his banis, and now when he dies, the sons take over that chiv. Because im kain, it shouldn't make a difference whether it's Merubim and smato or not. But the pshat is, it's really a getter of Yerusha. Just like the banim yarshin the chasim of their father, and the banis are also yarshis. They also have a din Yerusha. But their din Yerusha is not on physical Nechasim, their din Yerusha is on a shibud that the Nechasim have klape what they need for their mezainis. So b'shas misa, they yashin a certain chelik in the Nechasim, there's a certain shibud, kefi what Nechasim are worth at that point, there's zaycha in it, the debanam are meshubud to give that to them. Not begetter a chayv, that there was a chayv from the father to them and now the children take over that chayv, but it's actually Yerusha, they yashin that tzchus in the Nechasim, and the male of the banim are mechuyev to do it. So being that it's a getter Yerusha, the Yerusha is nekva kefi, how the nechasim are b'shas misa, that's how the chayv is nekva. So the male, there could be a din of merubim nismato that you follow the shas misa, because we treat it as a Yerusha. The Yerusha is nekva kefi, the getter that was there b'shas misa, and it's not like a chayv ba'alma, because it's not really a chayv from the banim to the banis.